I forgive you.
我原谅你。
It's a happy Tuesday morning. Ryan is with his friends, Kate and Sky, at school. They play together with toys. Ryan brings his favorite toy car from home.
在快乐的星期二上午，莱恩和他的朋友凯特和斯凯在学校里一起玩玩具。莱恩从家里带了他最喜欢的玩具车。
Ryan's aunt in America sent the car to him.
This was my birthday present,
says Ryan.
I love cars so much, and it's red. Oh, so cool!
Ryan is very happy.
这一台玩具车是莱恩在美国的姑姑送他的。
这是我的生日礼物。我超喜欢这台小汽车，而且是我爱的红色，很酷吧？
莱恩很开心。
I want to play,
says Sky.
Okay,
says Ryan. Sky grabs the car. Sky pretends to drive it.
Zoom, zoom! I'm so fast!
He laughs. Oh no! The wheel fell off. The car is broken.
斯凯说，
我想玩你的玩具车，可以吗？
可以啊！
斯凯立刻拿起车子，假装在开车。他笑着说，
咻咻，哈哈，我是快车手。
糟了，轮子掉下来，玩具车坏了。
哇！
cries Ryan.
You broke my car!
Ryan feels angry. He cries and shouts. Sky feels scared. He only wanted to play with the car. It was an accident.
莱恩看到玩具车坏了，马上大哭。
你把我的玩具车弄坏了啦！
莱恩生气地大声哭喊。斯凯感到很害怕，他只是想玩这台玩具车，没想到车子会坏掉。
What should I do?
asks Sky.
You have to go to America and buy me a new car,
shouts Ryan.
Please, don't fight, says Kate.
斯凯说，
我该怎么办呢？
哼，你去美国买一台新玩具车陪我啦。
在一旁的凯特说，
你们不要吵架啦。
Sky feels bad. He didn't mean to break the car. Ryan is upset.
This car is very expensive,
yells Ryan. Kate looks for Teacher Joe. Teacher Joe can help.
斯凯心里觉得很难过。他不是故意要把玩具车弄坏的。莱恩还是很生气。
这台车很贵耶。
这时，凯特赶快去找巧巧老师，希望巧巧老师能帮忙解决。
It is not my fault,
says Sky.
I was only playing. I went zoom and it broke. It's cheap.
Sky makes many excuses. He doesn't want to say sorry.
斯凯急忙解释，
这不是我的错，我只是在玩，而且我才让玩具车跑快一点，它就坏了，表示这台车本来就很烂啊。
斯凯找了很多理由，就是不想道歉。
Ryan and Sky are angry at each other.
You're a bad friend,
says Ryan.
I didn't do anything wrong,
says Sky. They argue. Kate tells teacher Joe about the fight.
莱恩和斯凯两人都对彼此很生气。不一会儿，他们又吵了起来。
你是一个很糟糕的朋友。
哼，我又没做错事。
凯特告诉巧巧老师，他们正在吵架。
Sky didn't want to break your car. Could you forgive him? Asks teacher Joe. Next time, don't bring expensive toys to school. Then teacher Joe tries to fix the car. The wheel snaps back.
巧巧老师问莱恩，斯凯不是故意把你的车子弄坏的，你可以原谅他吗？而且莱恩，你下次不要再带这么贵重的玩具来学校了。巧巧老师试着修理玩具车，最后成功将轮子接回原本的位置。
Teacher Joe talks with Sky. You need to be careful when you borrow toys, she says. How would you feel if Ryan broke your toy? You need to say sorry.
巧巧老师跟斯凯说，你借别人的玩具玩要小心一点，如果换成是莱恩把你的玩具弄坏了，你会有什么感受呢？所以你应该要跟他道歉。
I'm sorry, Ryan,
says Sky. He knows he was wrong.
It's okay,
says Ryan.
I was wrong, too.
He doesn't want to be mad at his friend.
Let's play.
斯凯知道自己不对，他对莱恩说，
莱恩，对不起。
莱恩回答，
没关系，我也有错。
他不想一直对自己的好朋友生气。
我们一起来玩吧。